Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. You are wise. We are so grateful to have you here. You are welcome. And just to tell you a little bit about what we believe here, we base everything we do on the written word of God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know everyone doesn't, and of course, everyone has free will of choice. That is what we believe. Now, we use a tool every day, pretty much every day. Last time we used it, it was free. It's called BibleGateway.com, and we recommend it to you. You can go there to that website, and you'll find a number of translations of the Bible. Just pick the ones that reach and speak to you and read them for yourself. We suggest everyone read the Bible for themselves. And what we expect from you is that you tell someone that we're here. Let them know where the podcast is. Now, whenever you come here as well, you can always expect a word of encouragement. That's what we do. Encouragement is our lane, especially in this season of life. When you look around, just look at the time, the date on the calendar, and you have an idea where we are in time, no matter where you're living, you can understand. And if you heard me say we base everything we do on the written word of God, we know because at this season in life, pretty much everyone, you're going to need a word of encouragement at some point. So when you need it, we want you to come here, and we want you to let others know, so they can come here, listen to every episode. You can visit the podcast library. The episodes build on each other. We can't tell everything in just one episode. So go there, read the description, see which ones speak to you, listen to them. And then we want your comments. We want to hear from you because it encourages us whenever we hear from you. We have a website, Grace Multiplied, or email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, the email address is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. So email us. Let us know what you're thinking. You can also now, from what I understand with the technology, you can leave a comment. You can give us a rating. There's a number of things you can do right here when you visit Grace Multiplied. So we want to hear from you. And we know if you found us, you're probably technically savvy. Many of you, things we're going to be sharing here are just things that personally that I've experienced. I'm walking through my seventh decade and I'm looking into my eighth decade. So I've been around a while. I'm sharing things, not that someone told me, but things that I've lived through from personal experience. So I want to hear from you. If you have any questions, we have access to conference lines. We can work it out. Just email. Just let us know the best way to contact you, the best time. And as I said, we can work it out. So just seeking the Lord to see what he would have me share with you this week. I believe he wants me to share about his immutable word. He wants you to know that his word is immutable. What you read in his word, and you have to know, you know, what belongs to you. For those of us who receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we've done the one thing that he said was necessary. He said in the lifetime, in the season that we live in, there's really only one thing necessary. And he's saying that there's only one thing that we actually need. Although a lot of times in life, when you look around at your circumstances, situations, things you live through on a daily basis, there are a lot of demands that are put on your life. A lot of demands that are put on your time. You don't always know what to do first. You don't always know when to do what it is you're doing. However, the one good thing that we know about the decision, or at least I can speak personally, the one good thing that I know about the decision that I made to believe the immutable word of God, or to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, is that he is faithful. So no matter what my circumstance, no matter what my situation, I know that I can find in his word things that pertain to me. I know I can find promises in his word that have been made to me. And I know that I can depend on them. He said in his word, I was about to give you the scripture, because everything I believe and share with you here, I back up with scriptures. And if you want those scriptures, I'm more than willing to give them to you. I also do a radio broadcast, which you can find, where I, give all the scriptures. It's called Grace Multiplied. It's under the name just Charlene, and it shows Charlene Brownlow. If you go to my Facebook page, or if you just Google Grace Multiplied, A Mature Persuasion, my picture will come up, and you can find out some things that pertain to the Facebook page. But one of the scriptures that I was referring to is where he advises us and tells us to trust in him with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, to acknowledge him, that's the Lord God, in all of our ways, and he will direct our paths. He said, trust him. He lets us know also in another place in his word that his word is truth. It's absent from error. It's truth. And he prayed for us, even though we weren't there when the Lord Jesus Christ walked on the earth. He prayed for us. He did. And then he took an oath pertaining to his word to let us know. He said he swore by himself, so that his word is, no one can silence it. You can't silence the word of God. It's immutable. You can't mute it. You can't change it, period. There's no sway in it. You have to know, though, what pertains to you because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. Many don't understand exactly all of the benefits that that brings to us. We're loaded with benefits daily. And if you go to the library of this podcast and just read through some of the descriptions, you'll find out the benefits. We talk about God's heart toward us. We talk about various things. For example, I've learned how to walk in comfort during night season. He's clarified to me that just because I'm experiencing frustration does not mean that I'm in doubt. Just keep going forward in the shalom peace of his word, trusting him because he's faithful. He is faithful. I can trust him when I can't trust anyone else. I can trust him doing something he calls or described to me as the night seasons. Seasons when I don't have clarity. Seasons when I don't understand what's going on. I can think on him, realize that his word will not sway, that he is my nail fastened in a sure place. When you nail something down, usually you nail it so that it's sure, that it's steadfast, that it won't move. And his word is that way. He is my nail, our nail, for those of us who've received him, invited him into our life as our personal Lord and Savior, requested that he come in, and allowing him now, because he will never violate your free will. He will never force you to receive him. It's a choice. There are promises that are made, but we receive all of it by choice, all of it by faith. He said in another place in his word that according to our faith be it unto us. So if we believe him, if we're willing to confidently stand on his immutable word, he's already told us that there's no sway in his word. He's let us know that his word is not capable of anyone changing it. He's let us know that he watches over his word to perform it. He also told us that his word is life to us that find it. We have to look for it by choice. Look for the word, his word by choice. Study his word by choice. Eat his word on a daily basis by choice. There are episodes where we talk about the non-perishable eternal word, the eternal food. We eat his word by choice. We live from the victory of his word by choice. We receive it by choice. We obtain good reports by choice. Why? Because we know his word is binding. We know his word, what it is being truth, we believe it, and it's given to us with strong assurance. He said he even knows the number of hairs on our head. No one can alter his heart toward us. No one can change his heart toward us. He said his heart toward us is only good, never evil. His heart toward us is good. Now, there are situations that'll come to try to distract you. That's where the frustration comes in. Those are nothing but distractions, trying to get you not to believe, trying to get you to look or expect or think that you lack something. He said in another place in his word, we are complete in him. Everything we need, we have. Whenever we have an opportunity to choose what we want to think, believe, or feel about something, whenever something presents itself as a challenge, some call them problems, I call them challenges, we have to realize if there's something that looks like there's a problem, the solution always presents itself with whatever the situation is. When we look to the Lord, yes, we may be frustrated at times. You will feel that frustration. We can't deny that we feel frustrated at times. Frustration is just discomfort that you feel when you're walking or just passing through in a night season, when you don't have clarity about what's going on, when you don't understand what's going on, when you've done everything that you believe that you're supposed to do and it doesn't seem to be working like you think it is. We have to realize, he said in another place, because we trust him, he said that all things will work together for our good because we are the called according to his purpose. When we trust him, when we believe in him, he clarified that there's no doubt, just a little frustration at times. Situations that are common to mankind can be frustrating. We have to keep going forward in his shalom peace, trusting him, looking to him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is. He knows us. He's always present with us in any situation. Just take time, stop, breathe, look for him. Focus on his love, his heart toward us. He said he has become for us wisdom, righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have to believe that. Sanctification, and he's redeemed us. He is our redemption. All of that. That's his heart toward us. Only good. His words are life to our body, our physical body. Whatever you're living through in the physical, whatever. His words, when you find them, when you go into his word looking, there's another scripture I almost gave you. He said he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is on him. So we just have to look to him. His words are life to our body and health to all of our flesh. If you find yourself in a situation, perhaps something has happened to you that's challenging you, that's trying to keep you behind a wall or a thought of unforgiveness, just look to the Lord. He said his word, that's flesh. His word is health to your flesh. If you look to him and give that care to him, whatever it is that keeps trying to stand up before you, just have the faith that the Lord already knows your heart. There's nothing about you that the Lord doesn't already know. He's already fully accepted you. He will never reject you. You just have to look for him in your time of need. He said he's a present help in time of trouble. When a wall of unforgiveness is trying to stand up on you because someone has perhaps done something to cause you to make you look in that direction and perhaps accept that for the moment. It's only for a moment. Your life is not defined by a season. Perhaps you have walked through a situation where people just truly mistreated you. He told us to pray for those that despitefully use us. Some people will take advantage of you just because they can. And those that are close to us a lot of times will manipulate. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's very hurting in the heart. Yeah, we have to give that care to him. He told us to cast every care on him because he cares for us. He said his words are life to our body, health to all of our flesh. He will give us the strength. His all-sufficient grace allows us the strength to forgive. Even if the situation doesn't seem like it has changed or is changing, as long as it's not a harmful threat to your life, a physical threat to your physical life, pray and ask the Lord what to do, how to do. Choose to live in love and peace. Choose to experience the all-sufficient abundance of his grace. Choose to live in his joy. Choose to live in his wisdom, from his wisdom, for the success of your life. His word is immutable. We can trust him. We can trust him with strong assurance that he will help us. Trust God. Trust him now. Choose to learn and know his immutable word. I hope I've said something to encourage you. I want to hear from you. Hearing from you encourages me. God bless.